Beitza, Parak Bet Mishnah Chet. Shloshadvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, Chacham Osrin. In the previous Mishnah, we listed three things. Rabbi Gamliel was Matir and the Chacham Osrin. Along similar lines, now we list three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Matir and the Chachamim made Aser. So the three things are Parato Yotza Beretzua Shebein Karnea, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow would go out in public with a strap between its horns. Now, the Gemara explains that this actually wasn't the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but of his neighbor. But since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't complain or didn't criticize it, so his acquiescence was considered, made it as if it was his own cow. So what's the issue here? A person's animal is not allowed to do the same kind of malachot that a person is not allowed to do. So an animal is not allowed to carry from one domain into another domain. Now, with regard to this cow, the question is, what's the status of the ritzua, the strap that they put between the horns? According to the Chachamim, so it's considered an additional burden, and therefore, since it was considered additional burden, it's as if he was carrying from one reshut to another, and therefore it was aser. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah considered this to be noy, to be ornamental, and since it's ornamental, it's considered batel and tafel, and it's something that wasn't considered a burden in terms of carrying from one domain to another. Umakardin et a behema biyom tov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah enabled a person to groom an animal with a metal a comb with sort of metal spikes on it. Now, with regard to this kind of a comb, it would often or potentially cause small wounds on the animal. And causing wounds is considered typically aser to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, since it's a davar she'eino mitkaven, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Shimon that says a davar she'eino mitkaven is mutter. Therefore, he would allow using this kind of a comb, since you're not intending to create the wounds, you're actually just intending to groom the animal. However, the Chachamim, which we'll see very soon, said that a davar she'eino mitkaven is aser, and therefore they wouldn't allow this type of activity. V'shochen et ha'pilpulim b'rechayim shelahem. And he would also permit the grinding of peppers in their grinder. Now, we spoke with regard to crushing up spices, and we said that typically that would be considered mutter on Yom Tov. Here, this type of a grinder, I guess it appears too much like something that's done on Chol, and therefore the Chacham were aseret. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein mekardin et behema b'yom tov m'nesha osa chabura. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person cannot groom the animal using this kind of a comb on Yom Tov because it makes a wound. But he could do the same kind of thing using a wooden comb, because that would not typically make a wound. The Chachamim, however, disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, can't use either a wooden comb or a metal comb. A wooden comb is because they were worried that people wouldn't be able to make a distinction between the different combs, and therefore they didn't let any kind of grooming, either with the wooden or with the metal comb, for this purpose. Perek Bet Mishnah Tat. Herechaim, once we mentioned the Rechaim Shel Pilpulim, this grinder, this pepper grinder, in the previous Mishnah, so now it's going to say other halachot dealing with the pepper grinder. So Rechaim Shel Pilpulim, the pepper grinder, Tmeya Mishram Shlosha Kelim. The pepper grinder was made up of three separate different pieces. Each one of the pieces is, according to the Mishnah, susceptible to contract tuma. Mishram Kli Kibul. The bottom part, which is made of wood, normally keli made of wood wouldn't necessarily be susceptible to tumah unless it's considered a receptacle. Now, this bottom part would catch the pieces coming out of the grinder, that it would also be susceptible to tumah. Lishlam kli matchot, and the top part, if made of metal, the grinding part is also considered susceptible to tumah. Mishlam kli kvara. And with regard to the third part, This is a part that would essentially separate out, I guess, the good parts of the pepper from the bad parts. That the question, the Mefarshim asks a question in terms of what exactly this is made out of. Either it's considered, out of wood and it's considered a receptacle, or it's made out of metal, or it's made out of some sort of a cloth. And the Rabbanan said that a woven cloth is susceptible to tuma, one that's used as kind of a sieve. So these three different parts of the Rechayim are each on their own susceptible for contracting tumah.